Better Living, a program sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. Better Living is heard each Wednesday and at this time and will provide listeners with life-changing, Christ-centered, natural health information that will enable you to effectively prevent disease and apply simple natural principles to your life so that you may enjoy a greater degree of health and wellness. Your world
today. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis, and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again on this beautiful day. Today we're going to talk about allergies and some of the food that are common allergens. But we want to open with a scripture from Hebrews chapter 5, and the Bible says from verse 12, "For when for the time he ought to be teachers, he have need that not that one teach you again which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil." Here the Bible clearly tells us that there's a time for milk, and there's a time when a person need to leave off from milk and go to strong meat. Of course, Paul is using this here, dealing with the Word of God, you know, subject matters that are more fundamental to the Christian faith versus the subject matters that are more technical or more prophetic or things like that. So strong meat is like, it's indicating that there's a time for milk and there's a time for meat, all right? And this analogy is drawn from the very human life. When a child is a babe, they drink milk. You know, the Lord didn't give a baby teeth the moment they were born in this world, but instead they are provided with milk by their mother, and that is able to sustain the child. If one was to give a child strong meat at that age, not only would it be difficult for them to chew it, but it would also be very detrimental to the child in that they would lose more energy than they gain. All right? And so from this we can see the diet must match the person's strength. All right? Child requires foods that are simpler to digest. Adults require foods and can tolerate foods that are more difficult to digest. But adults that are sick would want to pay careful attention to the strength of their digestion and to the strength of the food that they indeed eat. Now, when it comes on to allergy, one of the most common allergic food is milk and dairy product. And I have some articles here I'm going to be citing on milk and dairy as far as where allergy is concerned. Because so many people today is allergic to milk and dairy and do not even recognize it. All right, this one says, this is from the Mayo Health newsletter. All right, it says, "Protein found in cow's milk may trigger allergic reaction in some people. Whey protein and casein are the primary proteins that trigger allergic response." All right, and we find these as a milk and dairy products. Now, the casein is 80% of the milk protein, and the whey accounts for about 20%. Now, milk allergy is not the same condition as lactose intolerance. The Mayo Health newsletter continues, "People with milk allergy should eliminate milk and foods made with milk from their diet. Despite commonly held belief to the contrary, heated forms of milk such as condensed, evaporated, dry, and pasteurized all may provoke allergies in sensitive people. In addition, processed foods may have milk-containing ingredients, and non-dairy products may contain casein, one of the major milk allergens. So what we're looking at then, so persons may say, I'm not drinking no milk, no dairy, but, you know, they might buy some food that contained casein, which is same thing in the milk, the major allergen factor. Mayo Health Clinic newsletter, it continues, casein is the most allergenic of food substance. Allergists test clients for reaction to lactose, yet rarely test for casein intolerance. So if you or someone you know has allergy, you may want to encourage your doctor to check not just for food allergy in general, but you want to have them to test for casein allergy. All right. Now, let's move on to another aspect. This is from Israel Journal of Medical Science. It says, dairy product may play a major role in the development of allergies, asthma, sleep difficulties, and migraine headaches. This is from Israel's Journal of Medical Science, came out in 1983, and also in Pediatrics, 1989. All right, so here these are recognizing that indeed the milk is a factor in allergy. And from personal experience, which I'll share in a little bit, in another article, this is a Townsend Medical Letter, May 1995. It says, in reality, cow's milk, especially processed cow's milk, has been linked to a variety of health problems, including mucus production, hemoglobin loss, childhood diabetes, heart disease, atherosclerosis, arthritis, kidney stones, mood swings, depression, irritability, allergies. All right, so they also, in the Townsend Medical Letter, recognize the connection between the milk and the various allergies that person experience. In Natural Health, July 1994, Nathaniel Meads, MD, he states, at least 50% of all children in the United States are allergic to cow's milk, many undiagnosed. Dairy products are the leading cause of food allergy, often revealed by diarrhea, constipation, and fatigue. Many cases of asthma and sinus infections are reported to be relieved and even eliminated by cutting out dairy. All right, and we've had some personal experiences with these here. I've got two boys who lived in New York City, and they moved to Tennessee at the age of, one was 7 and one was 4. They had asthma. Both of them was on medication, the inhalation. When they came to Tennessee, we did nothing. We didn't give a herb for asthma or anything like that. The only thing that changed in their diet, well, yeah, there's a lot of things changed, but one thing that changed, and you will see how important this is they were on a dairy-free, casein-free, and whey-free diet, which, as I mentioned before, your casein is 80% of your milk protein and the whey 20%. So when they came to Tennessee, we didn't give them any milk, no dairy product. And they came with their medication, of course, but they never had to use it, not once. Not once did they have to use their medication. Asthma, disappear. Allergy, disappear. Now, a year later, they went back to New York to spend some time with their parents, and they got in late that night. the younger child, when he got in, he was hungry. It was late in the night, and he went to the refrigerator and get some cereal and get some milk and pour on his cereal. And you wouldn't believe what happened. Immediately, the child, or shortly thereafter, the child began to have an asthma attack. They had to rush the child to the emergency. So medics came, took the child to emergency. After a whole year, nothing like that. The one thing that they did was to give the child the milk, and that did it. So not only are we looking at just straight allergy, but asthma is also factoring here. So frequently we'll tell people, leave the milk and dairy product alone, and not only your allergies will go away, your asthma in most cases will improve or go away altogether, as well as your COPD. And some of the folks around town I've spoken to, and they certainly have recognized benefits. Another article continues. It says, formula-fed babies at the age of 3 months were secreting low levels of serum antibodies to bovine proteins contained in their formulas. A prospective study of hormonal immune response to cow antigen in the first year of life. So it's a definite factor there. Another article, that one was from Pediatric Allergy Immunology, August 1994. Another article from the same paper says, most formula-fed infants develop symptoms of allergic rejection to cow milk protein before 1 month of age. About 50 to 70% experience rashes or other skin symptoms. 50 to 60% gastrointestinal symptoms, and 20 to 30% respiratory symptoms. The recommended therapy is to avoid cow's milk. Epidemiological and immunological aspects of cow's milk protein allergy and intolerance in infancy, from the Pediatric Allergy Immunology, August 1994. So we definitely see that the milk and dairy product is a factor in allergy and frequent air infections. One of the things we encourage folks to do, leave the milk alone. Lots of mucus and congestion, leave the milk alone. Let's look a little bit here at the casein in the milk. Casein is a tenacious glue. 87% of milk is water. 4% of the remaining 13% is casein. The furniture in your home is held together by this powerful glue. You don't believe that. Wow. Casein, milk, glue. So too is the labor affixed to the bottle of beer. If you are a beer drinker, try scrapping that labor off this weekend. That will be no easy task because that casein, which is glue, holds it together. Now, food manufacturers have long understood that glue holds food together, giving them a firmer and more concrete appearance. It is no coincidence that each of the major tuna fish manufacturers have elected to put nature's perfect glue in their little cans. Open that tin and expect to eat tuna. Got milk. Got glue. Starfish tuna. Bee tuna and even chicken of the sea all use this tenacious glue. Why do they put milk in our tuna fish? It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. This, by the way, is an article I took from nutmilk.com's website. It says, can we ever look at Hostess Twinkies the same way after learning that casein is used as the binding agent? America's Munchies cravings are satisfied by ring-dings and Yankee Doodles, all containing this most powerful bovine glue. Why do they do that to us? How can glue be used in the name of good health? Healthy choice. Food sells a product called garlic chicken Milano, which contains casein. And, you know, the list could go on. There's quite a few other foods containing the casein in there, even in the health food store. In some health food store, if you don't read the label, you have to look, because casein may be in some products. So certainly not my idea of a healthy choice. Heinz sells a home-style gravy called Chicken Classic. They put this casein glue in their home-style product. Is that the way you cook home-style food? Weight Watchers promotes a line of product called Smart Ones. Their Strawberry Royal contains gluey casein. Is it really a smart choice to eat glue to lose weight? I'll bet that this glue does quite a bit more than just stick to the ribs. Not to be outdone, supplements like Slim Fast and Ensure have each added casein goo to their special foods. Ensure boasts number one doctor recommended complete balanced nutrition. I'd like to have a word with those doctors and give them all a second opinion. Slim Fast sells Jump Start, the natural way to lose weight fast. They put casein in Jump Start. How does one lose weight by eating glue? Perhaps your intestines are internally cemented and no food can be absorbed. Doesn't seem really healthy to me. Friends, the article continues, but I think you get the point. You find casein in a lot of foods. So if a person has some kind of allergic response, skin rashes or so on, you want to investigate and see, could it be the casein in the food? Could it be the milk product that I'm allergic to? If a child is having frequent ear infection, frequent sinus infection, could it be that there may be some milk and dairy allergy? No telling. You have nothing to lose other than to leave it alone. Go 2-3 weeks without it. Don't touch it, not in the cheese, not in the milk, not in the products that contain casein. Very allergic substance. So if you leave those alone, you can, after 2 weeks, see a marked difference. Even folks with COPD, leave the dairy alone. Maybe try what are some things that you can try as a substitute. You have the various soy products today. The market has been flooded with soy, with nut milk, and so on. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave you with a recipe. How you can make your own milk. How about that? All right. Any one of your nuts, maybe almond. Let's use almond, for instance. You take a cup of almond or a half a cup, put it in your blender, all right? Once you put it in your blender, you cover that with, you put a cup of water in there, just enough to cover the top of the nuts, however amount of nuts you use, and you blend that real good. This could be your almond, your cashew, your sesame, excellent source of calcium, by the way. And you blend that until it comes nice and white. Then what you do, you add more liquid, maybe another cup or two, to that mixture that's thoroughly blended. You may add a little vanilla to it. You may add a little salt if you want to. And you may add a little sweetener, a little honey or something. And that is nut milk. That is almond milk. You do the same thing with your cashew. You do the same thing with sesame, and you can make it fresh, and it will last, you know, you make enough, it'll last you good 3 days in the refrigerator with no problem. So you can do that, or you can go to the store and purchase your own pre-bought milk, all right? Now, join us again in our next presentation, but remember, Strong meat belongs to those that are full age, and milk belongs to babe. The milk that God provided for humans is the milk from mother's breast. So let's keep it just like that, all right? Thank you, and join us again next time at the same place.
Listening to Better Living, sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended for diagnosis, treatment, or cure of any disease. For questions or comments, you're invited to call Better Living at 584-2670. Better Living is heard each Wednesday and at this time on 1220 WFWL.